Hey, scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.
News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR, seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
We're 1 month on from the ransomware attack on the HSE, which saw many aspects of the health service come to a standstill. So where are we at in terms of getting all the systems back up and running? And how can we protect ourselves against a future attack? News Talk's technology correspondent Jess Kelly joins us now. Jess, 1 month on, where are we at? What's the status of the HSE systems?
Well, progress is definitely being made, Ciara, but I suppose it's going to take another while yet before we see any real improvements. Teams with the HSE and other contractors working with them have been working around the clock to bring systems back online using that decryption tool that was handed over by the hackers a number of weeks ago. As it stands, we have around 33% of the servers back online. So a third of the servers are back online. However, Paul Reid, the CEO of the HSE, has said that new devices will have to be bought. Some 30,000 laptops may be needed. So we're making progress, but there's going to be a lot of investment and a lot of time before we are back to that 100%.
So that means some of the hardware that they've had previously is permanently corrupted, never to be usable again?
Essentially, yeah, or they can't guarantee that it will be completely clean, completely flush of any of the malware. Obviously, given the fact that a lot of people were working remotely over the last number of months has added pressure into that, in that it would be different if all the computers were on one site, if they were all desktop computers. The fact that they're laptops means that they will need to be replaced. People will need new devices to work on as soon as possible.
So time and money still needs to be spent on all of this. In terms of future attacks, Jess, what can the HSE do, I suppose, to protect themselves? And could they or should they have done more already?
It's a funny one, Ciara. I was talking to, or I have been talking to a number of cybersecurity experts, and, you know, the HSE has come under criticism for not having the latest software, for example. A number of devices were patched rather than newer devices. However, the reality of these cyber attacks is, if you have a device that is connected to the internet, it is hackable. We are seeing these types of hacks happening right across the world on all kinds of systems that are very sophisticated in terms of their security. So it is all about having that contingency plan if something like this were to arise again.
Okay. All right. Look, thank you very much for that, Jess. We shall talk to you again next week. That is Jessica Lee, News Talk's technology correspondent.
Hey, scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.